Hey, folks, I have a question for you. Do you watch your back? We've all heard that phrase. Well, let me just say this. You better, because what you don't see can hurt you.
Watch closely. One of the two suspects approaches the 55-year-old victim from behind. Within seconds, the man is laid out on the ground, both suspects looking down on him. In the last shot, one suspect is holding this, the unknown object police say they used to beat the man.
Folks, this is shocking at every level. Unfortunately, I want you to understand the reason we're doing what we're doing is because it's happening all the time. And people like you and I need to know how to protect ourselves. You know, we've talked a lot about situational awareness, paying attention, not being on your phone. But maybe something we don't focus enough on is what's behind us. You see, in this case, out of New York, there wasn't situational awareness. The man had just gone shopping. He walks into his apartment lobby, probably thought that they were residents there, but oh, was he wrong. And here's the horrifying point to this, folks. When you hit somebody with a metal object hard enough to knock them unconscious, you can easily crack their skull and kill them over what? Over a shopping bag? But I think there's some really important takeaways that we can learn from this to help you and I stay safe. And the first thing is very simple. It's watch your back. Don't let people get behind you close enough to hurt you. And there are very kind ways of doing that. Number one is opening the door for people, letting them go first. You see, folks, a lot of us are so courteous, we're afraid of offending. But in this case, those two thugs were dead set on hurting, maybe even killing this man. For what? And so as I say, watch your back, I want you to think about, where are you vulnerable? Well, certainly walking down a city street, it may be a good practice periodically to turn and look. Folks, you have to own your own security. You can't assume that the police are going to do it for you. You have to own it. One of the things we did in the Secret Service as part of our surveillance training is having 360-degree observation practices, meaning sometimes if you're concerned, you may stop and look in a store window, paying attention with your peripheral vision to what's going on. Because folks, I guarantee you, if someone gets close enough to do what these thugs did, it's a bad day. You're going to wake up in a hospital. You're going to wake up likely having lost your property. And more importantly, you may not wake up. So number one is put practices in place that watch your back. One of the most vulnerable places a pilot will tell you is when the plane gets on his six. There's a reason for that. You're vulnerable when you can't see the threat. The other thing you want to do is you want to watch your hands. It's not normal that someone's carrying a pipe in his hand. Now, did he hide it? I don't know. We don't have the facts. But what I do know is there was a big pipe in his hand. And folks, that would be a clue. We've got to pay attention to what goes on with people's hands. That's one of the first things they teach you both in martial arts and in law enforcement. Watch the hands. Now, in martial arts, you also have to watch the feet. But here's the bottom line. These are not skills that you only need every now and then. These are skills you have to practice every single day. Folks, let me say this. If you're a young person, you need to get into some kind of self-defense training course, because incidents like this are happening more and more. And good self-defense training will include situational awareness. What's going on? What things are we looking for? How do we avoid it from happening? Remember, that's the difference with security. Security is all about being proactive, being alert, aware, making it not happen. But the final thing that we need to do is we need to have a plan. You see, he went into a locked lobby where no one else could get in to help them, even if they wanted to. And now you're in an isolated place. And that's fine if you've got a plan and you know how to fight your way out of it, but not so fine if you're just strolling around, not paying attention to what's going on. And here's the takeaway, folks. Your actions, your training, your mindset, your observation skills may make the difference between life or death, not just for you, but for your family. And so I really want to encourage you. That's why we're doing these after the fight episodes. I'm trying to give you as much solid information. And folks, I'm not tooting our team's horn, but we've been there, done that. We have the training, background, and experience to offer real solutions. By the way, be very careful, very who you let train you. Whether it's firearms, self-defense, I see some church security organizations now, be careful. Because it's kind of like if you want to be a pro athlete, you got to have good foundational training at the beginning. And that's where many people are in our country. So let me just say this. Your security is your security. It's up to you. You can listen to these podcasts and go, oh, that's nice, and just go about your merry way. I pray that you don't do that. I pray that you say, hey, you know what? I'm a dad. I want to protect my family. I want to have skills. Because I assure you, and unfortunately, I've been there hundreds of times, you don't want to be that victim waking up on the floor or having been robbed or assaulted or whatever, wondering, what did I do that caused me to be the victim? Because I'm going to tell you the answer. You didn't pay attention. You weren't situationally aware. You weren't prepared for the fight. And I don't say that to accuse you. I say it because it's where we are in our country. And folks, you know me. For those that do know me, I don't traffic in fear. I traffic in wisdom and preparation. I am sounding the alarm. This is going to get worse. And you need to prepare, because preparation may make the difference between life or death. I hope this is helpful to you. I hope that you're learning and putting things into place as we talk through these things. And most importantly, I hope and pray that you're staying safe out there, because you matter to a lot of people. And at the end of the day, we need you strong, healthy, and alert. Stay safe out there.